This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, May 10th. Aussie battlers struggling to make ends meet are big winners in Labor's budget. The centrepiece of the federal government's cost of living relief package is a $3.5 billion investment to triple the bulk billing incentive for GPs and make it cheaper for pensioners, welfare recipients and families to visit the doctor. A $40 fortnightly boost to JobSeeker and youth allowance, more support for single parents and up to $500 off energy bills for millions of eligible households capped the suite of measures for the nation's most vulnerable. Labor's on track to deliver a $4.2 billion surplus this financial year, but deficits totaling $110 billion are forecast over the four-year forward estimates. A South Australian trade office will be opened in Frankfurt, Germany, to spearhead the state's green hydrogen push. Premier Peter Malinauskas revealed the decision while in Berlin on an overseas trade mission. Germany's been served by the state's agent general in London, but since Brexit, the government's now decided to forge a stronger presence in the European Union. Germany's pursuing green hydrogen as an alternative energy source because of the enduring energy crisis since Russian gas imports were halted after the Ukraine invasion. And violent and abusive behaviour at community sporting matches could see parents and spectators across New South Wales slapped with lifetime bans across all levels of the game. The proposal is one of the options being considered by New South Wales Sports Minister Steve Camper, who's vowed to stamp out physical attacks and serious verbal abuse against volunteers. It could mean a parent who targets a referee at their child's game could face being banned from matches at all levels of the sport, including NRL, A-League or AFL matches and grand finals. Mr. Camper's also called for sanctions against teams who allow suspended individuals to still be involved. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queensland's Family and Child Commission is hamstrung by outdated legislation, leaving it unable to request access to confidential files unless the child in question has died. The bureaucratic failures have been highlighted by a case of two Brisbane brothers with autism found malnourished, locked in a room and living in squalor in May 2020. The brothers have been the focus of a Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability in Brisbane this week. Evidence given on Tuesday revealed that QFCC policy is not to be drawn into looking at individual cases, but rather to look at broader systemic issues. And footy greats have declared it impossible to stop fans booing opposition players, despite Collingwood supporters being told to show greater respect from the stands. Collingwood this week apologised to Sydney star Lance Franklin for its fans booing him at the weekend, with the AFL and the Swans issuing public statements condemning the behaviour. But Pie supporters say they've got every right to boo opposing players, and Hawthorn legend and former Pies player Dermot Brereton said provided there's no racist motivations, booing should be fair game as part of the theatre of the sport. And we'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.